Talk Radio.
Blog Talk Radio.
Let me know if you can hear it.
No clothes, no shoes. Trying to figure out what I'm gonna do about my rent, about my bills, about my aches and pain. Through it all, you kept making a way. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Even though I made mistakes, you left for me and never changed. Can't help but say thank you.
Trying to, you know, mess up the connection or whatever, but we're not going to worry about him. We're going to keep pushing the word forward so that way we can enjoy what God is doing. So we want to talk about some of the things that's going on. So tonight's show, once again, is called This Thing Called Love. This is 3G Radio. Listen, those G's stand for giving God the glory. We created this station so that men and women, they can actually have a voice, be able to actually share the goodness of God. Oftentimes we feel like, you know, God is doing so much for us, but we're not paying attention to him. We're not thanking him or giving him what he deserves. All he wants us to do is give him some glory, say thank you, Lord, instead of always having something to say or something to ask for. So I thank him for what he is doing. I look forward to what he's doing today. You got our numbers, 215-383-3958. We want to hear from you. That's our number. Give us a call. This is Giving God the Glory. I got some good music for you today, too. I know sometimes it gets a little rough. I know that there's a lot of things that's going on in the news. But I want you guys to understand that it doesn't make sense to pray and forget who you're praying to. We're praying to the Almighty God. We're talking about the one that stepped into from eternity, created time, and began to put the sky and the stars and the clouds and everything into play. This is the God we're talking about. So we thank him for what he is about to do. This song is called Don't Pray and Worry. It's by J-Mon.
Come on, let's keep it going.
He will never neglect his child, nor will ignore tears in your eyes.
Lay your
and they dwell off of being angry. You ever had a situation where somebody just wanted to stay mad at you? I know siblings right now who won't even speak to each other because they're upset. Stop feeding off the anger, and let's understand that this doesn't make sense to keep praying and then worry about it. There was nothing that has ever happened in the world ever that God didn't know about. He knew about every situation. He knew about every obstacle. He knew about what you were going through. But yet and still, he covered you. He protected you. A lot of y'all know me out there. You know the type of person that I used to be. But oh, thank God for Jesus, because I was a fool. I was a mess, just like some of y'all. Some of y'all, we sinned together. Y'all know it. Some of y'all know we used to get down and do some crazy stuff. But the wonderful thing about God is that he forgave me. If he can forgive me for everything that I've done, I know he can forgive you. Because I know a lot of y'all ain't did half the stuff that I done did. But I thank God that he doesn't judge me for my past. I don't live there anymore, so I don't need you to judge me for my past either. Thank God that I'm not what I used to be. But the reality is that in order for you to get to where you're going, you have to go through some things. We talk about the process of life, the journey of life. Sometimes we forget that in order for me to be the wonderful man that God has created me to be, I had to go through being the mean, the dirty, the drug selling, the alcohol drinking, the smoking, the fornicating. I had to go through all of that to learn how good God has been, because he didn't have to pick me up and pull me out of all of that. He chose to. A lot of times we think that we chose him, but he chose you. He knew there would be a point in time that we'd be having this conversation. You would be listening. You would be thinking. And you would be thinking about how good God has done been in your life. We're talking about awesome. Can we say awesome? I know y'all can. Can we say how awesome God is? You all have a testimony. We all do. We keep looking at what's going on, and we have to. We have to stand up. Wendy said we have a bigger purpose. She's exactly right. We have a bigger purpose in life than just to sell drugs, than just to kick it with the homies. Kick it with the homies. The homies. I got to go with the homies. Let's go to First Friday. Let's go to Second Saturdays. Sometimes we got to just take time and enjoy life and what God has given us. The reality is that the way to not die in the streets, stay out of the streets. I learned that a long time ago. I chose not to die in the streets. I don't believe that that's God's will for me. I believe that he's created me for such a time as this. He knew what I was going through. He knew the type of person that I would be. Just like Jeremiah, he said, before I formed you in your mother's womb, I knew you. And I still made you a prophet to the nations. Before you fail, God knew you. God knew you would mess up. He knew that you would make mistakes. He knew that you would choose the wrong mate. But he still put an awesome word in you. He still forgave you. He still loved you. That's the type of God we serve. So I want to make sure that we all know that we have to stop holding on to what God has given us and start giving him the glory. Our number here is 215-383-3958. We want to hear from you. So this is the first time we're live on Facebook streaming like this. So when the music is playing, that's usually when I'm just kind of grooving, doing my thing. You ever had that music that make you want to bounce, make you want to just chill and enjoy it? That's the type of music we play here. What I got coming up next, this is Kirk Franklin.
Molly, let's go get him.
Give me that joy I can't explain. Add extra peace that'll ease my pain. Give all that love that'll never change. Give me that, give me that, give me that, give me that. Give me that power to walk away. When another God wants to take your place, as much of you as I can take. Give me that, give me that.
Oh, anybody ready?
Oh,
ready for his glory?
Oh,
if you are sick of a life,
oh,
let me tell you the story.
Oh,
every place that's dark,
oh,
he will bring it to light.
Oh,
hypocritical hearts, backsliders, liars, time to get right.
Oh,
see, I include myself.
Oh,
I cast my own stone.
Oh,
I can see my wrong,
oh,
now, but I'm here by grace,
oh,
through Christ by faith.
Oh,
now I had to make that choice. I had to open up my mouth and say,
give me that joy I can't explain. Add extra peace that'll ease my pain. All that love that'll never change. Give me that,
give me that,
give me that,
give me that,
give me that power to walk away. When another God wants to take your place, as much of you as I can take. Give me that,
give me that,
give me that.
Oh,
anybody tired?
Oh,
you want the show to end?
Oh,
get the actors off stage.
Oh,
and let church begin.
Oh,
do you want a revolution?
Oh,
you want to hear new songs?
New songs.
See, God is cleaning up house. First he started right at home.
Uh-oh.
No more miracle water.
Uh-oh.
Prayer calls for money and fame.
See,
everybody got a title.
Uh-oh.
But do you know your name?
Uh-oh.
If we humble ourselves, people
Uh-oh.
Fall on our face.
Uh-oh.
And ask God, everything in me that's not right, take it away.
Give me that love that I can't explain. Add extra peace that ease my pain. I mean, hey, I love my music, man. I love bumping that. That is Kirk Franklin and Molly music. That's called Give Me That. One of the things that I like about the song is it not only that it's catchy, but the lyrics behind it. Sometimes an awesome word from God can come from anywhere. It can come from the music you listen to. So it's important that we fill our spirit with goodness. We fill our spirit with God. And sometimes just bumping that, Wendy says she bumps that loud in her car, it's a bomb song. I thank God for what he's doing here with 3G Radio, man, being able to reach you guys. So we want to continue to talk about some of the things that's going on. But let me tell you something new that I did. So what I did is I created a campaign. This name of this campaign is a new campaign. It's called I Need You. And I created this because it's time for us to take accountability for not only our actions, but sometimes our brother's actions and say, hey, you know what? I do need you. A lot of people act as if they we don't need each other. We don't need anybody. You ever hear somebody, I don't need nothing. I don't need nothing. You know, I'm going to be me. I'm going to do me. The reality is that I do need you. I do. I need for my men of God to stand up, to pray. I need for my women of God to pray for us. I need for those women, those strong women, to continue to be strong. I need you to continue to educate our children. I know there's some things that you may need me for. Well, let's begin to talk and share and begin to say, you know what, I do need you. I understand that I don't have it all together. I understand that life gets difficult at times. And when it's difficult, I may need you. I may need call. See, God wants us to rely on him, but I need for you to pray for me so that way I'm not relying on me all the time. I need for you to understand that sometimes I fall short and have patience with me. I also need for you to stay in the process. What God is doing in your life is intentional. It's no accident that you're the way that you are. It's no accident that I'm the way that I am. He made you strong purposely. He made you this awesome person. So don't forget that who you are was intentional. He made it so that you can endure those rough relationships, those bad situations in life, that you were strong enough to endure those things and continue to push on. All the things that happen to you, people are looking at you wondering, how did you make it? How did she make it past that? I saw her. I knew what she was going through. I saw the tears in her eyes. But how did she make it? Why did God give her so much strength? Well, he did it intentionally. He did it because he knew who she was and what she would do. He knew that when things got rough, she would begin to call on the name of Jesus and he would deliver you. See, he knew that I would do the same thing. Even the Bible says this old man cried and he heard him. So we have to understand that God gave you what he gave you intentionally. Stop looking at what he gave other people because that has nothing to do with you. He made you purposely. He gave you love. He gave you peace. He gave you a sound mind. He gave you strength. He gave you the opportunity to love again. Some of us been through relationships, and we didn't want to love again. We put love on the shelf, and we sit back and trip off of love and watch everybody else and complain and talk about their relationship because of what you done been through. It's time to start the healing. It's time to be healed. If you are out there, you want us to pray for you, you want to share your testimony, you can do it here with us. This is 3G Radio, y'all. Every Tuesday, we're here. Our number is 215-383-3958. My name is Isaac Adams, y'all. I'm your host. So we're going to talk tonight. We've been talking about the shootings in Dallas and Minneapolis and Baton Rouge, what people feel about that. But not only that, we've also been talking about the fact that it's time to stop feeding off the anger and start healing people. You got people in your family that you know them. They're so angry. They're so bitter. They're holding on to what mama did or mama didn't do 30 years ago. It's time to say, you know what? Stop feeding off the anger. Stop feeding off the hopelessness and start stepping up. Men, women, men especially, if you mess up, man up. And you know what I'm talking about. Don't sit back and act like you ain't done nothing and that we all holier than thou, because we all have a price to pay. We all have work to do. We have to get past our own issues and do what we're supposed to do. It doesn't make sense to sit here with a calling on your life and then don't answer the call. Your phone is ringing. Christ is calling you so that you can do and be the man you're supposed to be, but you're not even answering the call. So I want to make sure that we have a voice. And tonight's topic, what is this thing called love? What is this thing called love? I want to know what you know about love. I put a couple of questions out there because I think what's going on is that people are forgetting about love. What does love look like to you? What does love look like? Does love hurt? Somebody say, yeah, love hurt. Yeah, is it supposed to hurt? What does love look like to you? Have you ever thought you were in love and the reality is that you weren't really in love? You realize later, yeah, I wasn't really in love. I mean, I was loving her, you know, kind of sort of loving her. I mean, she was cool and all. Oh, no, I loved to kick it with her. Or I had that mania love, that aggressive love. And then when it was all over, I was like, kind of wishy-washy. You ever experienced that type of love? I'm talking about that love. Have you ever experienced agape love? See, people are confused what love looks like. But see, the confusion doesn't come from God because he's not the author of confusion. He's God. He loved me enough. Do you realize that God loved you enough to have mercy on you? God loved you enough to send his son. God loved you enough to choose you. Wow. Many are called, but few are chosen. God loved you enough to choose you, to save you, to keep you. I want to talk about some of the things that he's given us. I want to talk about God. I want to talk about love. I want to make sure that we have a voice. Yeah. Isaac Adams said, love is putting something greater before yourself. We're talking about love, y'all. It's important to understand that this thing called love was created intentionally. Intentionally. God intentionally created love. God loved you so much that before he created you, he embedded some things into you. He put some things into you deliberately because he wanted you to be able to get to a place that you had all of his promises in Christ, just like Christ did. So inside of you, he put your power to heal. Come on now. He put the power to be humble. He put the power to be holy. He put enough in you to last you for the rest of your life. The reality is that we're going to spend eternity somewhere. We choose where we choose to spend eternity at. 3G Radio, y'all.
Life is not promised to anyone. You'll do it away. That's something I want to say. I left you some things about what life has offered you. The eyes, the cars, those things, they really don't mean one thing. What does it mean to gain the world and in the end lose your soul? I think I ought to let you know that these things don't last for long. Cause love can't be
joyful. Life is not promised. That's our reality. A lot of times we're living life, and we're living like everything is okay. Everything is hunky-dory. And I understand. But the reality is that tonight's show is about love, this thing called love. So I want to talk about that. I want to get into it because we want to talk about being humble. We want to talk about your healing. And we want to talk about holiness. Love. Oh, my God. This thing called. You ever been tricked by love? You ever felt like this is the man or this is the woman God has sent to you and then found out that wasn't? You thought it was love, but you realized it was love, but what type of love? So one of the things I put out today on Facebook, we're talking about love. So what does love look like? What does love look like to you? Anybody? So there's different types of love. We have eros, which is it's more about beauty and sexuality. Eros, E-R-O-S. That's the erotic love that focuses on beauty and physical attractiveness, and is particularly sensitive to physical imperfections. And he loved her because the way she looked. She loved him because he had bulging biceps and he had a nice smile. Excuse me. One of our viewers today said that she was more of the pragmatic type of lover, practical and traditional. You know, they want compatibility in a relationship and they want someone where their needs are important and they, you know, they want to be satisfied and rely on the logic of love. And then there's what we call agape love. We talk about that because this is the love of Christ. Do you realize that God loved you so much? So much. Not only that he gave his son, that was crazy. Would you? Ooh. Would you really give your son for somebody you didn't know? God loved us so much that he began to put some things into us that we didn't deserve. I wasn't even around when he did it. He did it spiritually. See, everything that God does, he does spiritually first. So spiritually, he began to embed some things into us. And our scripture today is coming from Ephesians 3. And let's see. So let me go ahead and talk about this. It's Ephesians 3. For this reason, let's make sure that I get situated first. I want to make sure. Can you still see me? You can see me now? All right. You can still see me. All right. Cool. Let's go back. All right. So Ephesians 3. So God's marvelous plan for the Gentiles. So it reads, for this reason, I, Paul, a prisoner of Jesus Christ, for the sake of you Gentiles, surely you've heard about the administrations of God's grace that was given to me for you. That is the mystery made known to me by revelation, as I've already briefly written. In reading this, then you will be able to understand my insight into the mystery of Christ, which was not made known to people in the other generations, as it is now being revealed by the Spirit of God's holy apostles and prophets. This mystery is that through the gospel, the Gentiles are heirs together with Israel, members together of one body, and shares together in the promises of Jesus Christ. So Paul begins to write, and he says, look, I became a servant of the gospel by the gift of God's grace given to them through the working of his power. Although I'm less than the least of the Lord's people, this grace was given me. Although you may not think so much about you, but what God has given you is greater than most any man can say. You don't may not realize it, but sometimes you realize, you think about how strong you are. That was a gift from God. Sometimes you think about how articulate you are. That was a gift from God. Some of you are very intelligent. That was a gift from God. Some of you love deeply. That was a gift from God. Think about what God has given you and why did he give it to you? Why did he give you thick skin? Why did he give you the ability to love? Why did he choose you? Well, see, God knew some things about you that you didn't know about yourself. He knew some things about you before he even formed you, before he even allowed you to go through your situation. He knew that you would be all right. He knew that you were strong. He knew that you had the intestinal fortitude to make it. In spite of your journey, in spite of what you were going through, he knew that somewhere along the way you heard a word from God. You heard a word through a minister or a pastor, or you read. You did what the Bible said. You studied to show yourself approved. You saw that everything that you've been through was just part of the process. We're all going through a process. We're all going through a journey. It's your journey. The thing is, don't get caught up along the way. Stay with the journey. You got to go through some things to get to that person that you really are. You're not there yet. Anybody that believes that they're there yet, they're misguided. And the last thing we want you to do is be misguided. We want you to be prepared. God has got some awesome. Some of you have been waiting on a miracle. You've been waiting on something awesome from God, but then you've grown tired. And even the Bible says, "Be not weary in well doing." Don't grow tired. Understand, if He said it, and all His promises are yes and amen, why would that not be for you? He's giving you everything that you need in Christ. What we're doing now is we're waiting on the manifestation of what He's given us spiritually. Some of y'all weren't. You wasn't that cute when you was that young, when you was younger. You wasn't that smart. But as you've grown older, as you've matured, some of those things that God had put in you before now, they're coming into fruition. This is the type of God we serve. So we have to make sure that we stay on point. Don't give up the fight. Fight the good fight. Stay focused. God put so much in you. It is crazy that you don't even know. Do you realize that? People look at you like, how did she make it? Man, I thought she was down. I thought he was down and out. He went to prison. He got caught with this. He did that. He had to do 5 years. He got out. He did this. Look at him now. Hallelujah. Look at him now. God knew that he would be strong enough to endure that. He knew that once you lost everything, you still would call on him. You wouldn't lose faith. Some of us are trying to figure it out. We're trying to figure out how do we get to that next level. A lot of us sit around and we want, at the end of the day, the reality is most of us want to go to heaven. I think all of us want to go, but some of us, you know, we kind of figure like, I don't think I'm going to make it because they think it's too difficult. It's not as difficult as you think for those who believe in Christ, those who have faith. Now, the reality is that if you don't believe in Christ, then I understand. But for the wages of sin is death. If the wages of sin is death, how are you going to pay for your sins? Who's going to pay for your sins if you don't believe in Christ? See, Christ died on the cross for your sins. But if you don't believe that, then what do you do with your sins? You can't take them to heaven with you. You're going to keep them, hold on to them? You're going to give them to somebody else? We have to begin to take life seriously. We got to begin to believe that God loved me enough to prepare a place for me. Even the Bible said that there's treasures that are stored up in heaven for you. Why would he put something in heaven for me if he didn't believe that I would come and get them? Oh, come on now. Why would he store treasures in heaven for you if he didn't have a way for you to come get them? He knew that you would be able to withstand. You would learn that no weapon formed against you will prosper. You would learn that you were strong enough. You were tough enough. You would learn that if it had not been for him, that your life wouldn't look the way it does. Some of you are enjoying the fruits, not only of your labor, but of his goodness. It's okay to say, Lord, I love you. Lord, I thank you. Some of you don't even really know God. The reality is, don't you think that you're old enough? It's time to stop playing around. I have to say it because nobody else won't say it. Don't you think it's time to stop playing with your life? People are looking at you. They're wondering, if you got family, if you are not, where are you? If your family is following you, where are you leading them to? Your children are watching you. Don't confuse them. If your family is following you, that's going to be our question in a minute. Matter of fact, I'm going to put that on Facebook right now. If your family is following you, where are you leading them to? Because I know the Bible said that God led us down a path of righteousness for his name's sake. For his name's sake. There's a lot of people out there, your children are watching you, and they're trying to figure it out. Because I watched my dad when I was younger. I used to watch my dad sit in the mirror, and he would shave with magic shave. He would mix it up in the cup, and it smelled so bad. But I just wanted to watch him. I wanted to see what he was doing. And he would spread it on his face, and he would walk around like this, like, and I'd be talking to him, he'd be looking at me, but he was doing what he knew to do as a man. Your children are watching you. And your job is to lead them correctly. God gave them to you. God holds us accountable for what he's given us. If he's given you a car, how are you treating your car? If he's given you a home, how are you treating your home? If he's given you children, how are you treating your children? I see people, they cuss their children out like they somebody crazy off the street. And I'm looking at them like, will God be pleased? Will God be pleased at the way that you're treating what he's given you? Some of y'all, he gave you a husband, gave you a wife. He gave you another opportunity. Are you going to squander it? Come on, y'all. We too old and stuff. Most of our audience is about my age, maybe a little younger, maybe a little older. We're too old to keep playing games with life. We're too old to keep playing games with God. He's delivered you from the streets, from drugs, from prison. The least you can do is give him some glory. That's the name of our radio station, y'all. This is 3G Radio. Those G's stand for giving God the glory. We want to hear from you. We want to know what you think about love. How does love look to you? Is love overrated? Tell me about it. I want to know. I want to know what you think about this thing called love.
Think of who I am.
Great marvelous.
Say.
Great marvelous.
When I think of how we love, in spite of who I was, he.
Great marvelous.
Whoa.
Great marvelous. Lord, marvelous.
Say your marvelous.
Lord, marvelous.
Say your marvelous. In spite of who I am, you're
great, marvelous.
Hey.
Great, marvelous.
When I think of what he's done, where he's brought me from, hey.
Great, marvelous.
Whoa.
Your God. He describes his God as calling him marvelous. And I think that's an awesome word. Woo. If God could describe you in one word, come on now. Woo, it's getting hot. If God could describe you in one word, how would he? What word would he use to describe you? Ow. I'm going to put that on there because I want to know. You're so wonderful to me. Oh, you're so wonderful. I don't know the song, but I know the. I got a message to say that you're so wonderful to me. And I think that's from my wife. I think she's trying to. Yeah, she. I think she likes some of the stuff that we're doing over here. 3G Radio, y'all. So let's get back to our question. How would God describe you in one word? Would it be loving? Would it be lazy? Ooh. Would it be charismatic? Would it be eager? How does God, if God was describing you, come on, that's our question. I'm going to put that on there on Facebook. If God was describing you in one word, where we go? I'm doing it so you already know. If God was describing you in one word, what would that word be? I want to hear from you. Don't get all shy and stuff. You know, we try to tell the truth and be truthful to each other. We love what God is doing. We're thankful for what God is doing. And we know that if it hadn't been for him, that I probably still would have been out in the streets hustling on my way to hell. On my way to hell. It's time to reach out to our people. It's time for us to begin to heal. It's time for us to realize that it's not always about us. I love you enough to tell you that you're doing wrong. I love you enough to say, you know, it's time to straighten up. I love you enough to share the word of God for you. I'm putting on Facebook right now. So you see it, respond to it. If God, come on, I'm hoping I'm getting a lot of responsiveness. If God described this is the thing about being live. What would you? It's all right. Post, baby. There you go. Yeah. All right, 3G Radio, y'all. Let's get back into our topic. What is this thing called love? I want to finish reading our scripture because there's a lot that was going on at that time. See, the Apostle Paul, he wanted to let them know that God had a plan for him. And also, although the plan didn't always look the way that they thought it should look. Come on, you ever thought that maybe the way that you thought things should look, you realize that that ain't the way that they looked? I say that because a lot of times we get to the place in life and we're like, man, I should have been further than this. I should have been married by now. I should have had, you know, 5 kids by now. I should have had a big mansion by now. The way that you think your life should look, that does not mean anything to God, because he may have created you for something way bigger than what you think. Although you may feel like your life is okay, what if he created you to save a nation? What if he created you to feed a country? But we get stuck on self. We're stuck on what we think our life should look like. We're stuck on what we have and don't have. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. What have you given? It's not to call you out, but it's to say, look, think about it. He's giving you freedom. A lot of us, we're still bound to certain things. We're still bound to our own issues. We're talking about freedom. We're talking about love, the freedom to love. What is this thing called love? What does love look like to you? Does it look painful? If love looks painful to you, then that's the wrong kind of love. Love is not supposed to hurt like that. It's not. You ever been in love with the wrong person? You ever been so hurt by love that you had no other choice but to call on God because nobody else could understand? But Jesus understood. He understood about love. He died on the cross for your sins. He loved his Father so much that he went and did it anyway. Remember the Bible says, he said, Lord, if you will take, he said, Father, if you will take this cup from me, but if you don't, not my will, but yours. When are we going to get to the place where it's not my will, but his? When are we going to stop fighting against what God is trying to do in our lives? Some of us are very stubborn, and we find ourselves going through the same old thing over and over again. Wishing, hoping, and not realizing that what God is doing is for our benefit. What is he doing for you? What has he brought you to? So I want to, before we get about it, I want to make sure that I cover the basis. Well, I want to talk to you about being humble. A lot of times we're waiting on what God has got for us, but you can't get it because you're too haughty. You're too proud. You won't even humble yourself and pray. You won't even humble yourself and fast. Oh, my goodness. Whew. You won't even fast for what you see. This comes by just fasting and praying. We know the scriptures. We know the word, but you won't even do that. Is it that you don't believe the scriptures? Inside of you, God put the ability to get everything that he has for you. If you don't have it, is it because you don't want it? We're talking about being humble. I love you enough that I will humble myself. Some people can't even humble themselves. Hallelujah. Some people can't even humble themselves enough to actually get closer to God. You want to have a closer relationship, but you won't humble yourself to pray more than 2 minutes. You won't humble yourself you won't humble yourself enough to praise him. After all he's done for you, are you humble? Are you humble enough to receive what God has for you? Because you can't receive it on the level that you're at. You have to humble yourself. The woman with the issue of blood, do you know what it took for her after all that she went through? Doctors and money, spent all of her money. The Bible says she spent all of her money. She went to doctor, to doctor, to doctor. But she humbled herself. If I can just touch the hem of his, she knew where healing would come from, but if I could just touch the hem of his garment. You know, in order to touch that hem, you got to be on your knees. In order to get through that crowd, you have to press. Come on, man. We have to press towards the mark. We have to press to where we're going. Are you humble enough? Your healing. Let's talk about your healing. Your healing is inside of you. For by his stripes we were healed. That's past tense. Healed. Past tense. So if your healing is inside of you, why have you not received it? It's yours through Christ Jesus. It's difficult to get it if you keep stepping out of Christ. If I keep stepping out of Christ to be Isaac, it makes it more difficult. I don't want to lose my place in Christ Jesus. And the last one is talk about holiness. You're to follow. The Bible says, follow me as I follow Christ. I say this all the time. If you are in a relationship, if you have children, if you close your eyes and you follow your husband, your girlfriend, your boyfriend, your boo, whatever you call that dude sitting on the couch with PlayStation 4, if you follow him, where is he leading you to? But the Bible says that God will lead us down the path of righteousness for his name's sake. It was about him. You are about him. Do you realize he chose you for him? You thought you chose him, huh? He chose you for him. I thank God for choosing me. I thank God for you. I thank God for this radio station. This is 3G Radio, y'all. We love to love you. We thank God that you've tuned in. I want to see some of the responses from the question that I just asked. So give me 1 minute. Let me look. Mahogany Hightower. Let's say she said that the word that she would want God to say the one word he would call her daughter. Amen. I love that. That's a wonderful thing. What would God call you if he could? David Mann, he called God marvelous. If God had one word to call you, what would it be? Mahogany said daughter. What would it be? Would he call you wonderful? Would he call you truthful? Would he call you blessed? Hallelujah. Come on now. There's so many blessings that we have in Christ Jesus that we have not received because we are too, we won't humble ourselves to receive what God has for us. Are you afraid? Many of us, we don't even talk to God because we're afraid of what his response may be. God loves you. He's never left you, never forsaken you. And he's looking forward to giving you some awesome things. He said, you have not because you ask not. Many of us are going through financial woes. You have not because you ask not. Many of us are looking for God's healing. Come on, hallelujah. Hallelujah. You have not because you ask not. Many of us are amen. Chandra Williams said that God will call her. Amen. Many of us are looking for, we're looking to cover some of our people. But you have not because you ask not. You have not because you ask not. What is it that you want from God? Are you willing to humble yourself in order to get what he has for you? Are you? Are you? The reality is that God knows you and he loves you. He knows that you're not perfect, but he loved you anyway. And I am so grateful that he loved me. 3G Radio.
Anybody ever been here? I just want to take a little time and speak my peace.
Every day's a rat race, moving at a fast pace, y'all. Never seem to get a break, never seem to get away, no. If it ain't working hard, it's being a dad or mom. I'll be the first to admit I'm neglecting the relationship. I'm not talking to you, spending time with you. Like I should, forgive me, I'll get better.
yesterday.
Oh, oh.